when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all you precious Blood River Radio listeners out there, and I do say not just fans, but family. People, it is June the 18th in the year of our Lord and Savior, 2022. It is also Father's Day. Happy Father's Day out there to all you people, and I know it's a mass confusion in the black neighborhoods, but happy Father's Day out there anyway. But anyway, it is, like I said, it is June the 18th, tomorrow's Father's Day, and you're here with Blood River Radio. My name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller, and we have our guest, one of our guests, all-time favorites. We have none other than General Hill, Dr. Hill, our leader of the League of the South, and one of the very, 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 very few men left in this world that I respect and look up to. I take his counsel. I value his counsel highly. I really do. But anyway, people, as you know, this is a Christian radio show, and I hope and pray, I really do. I have so many faults, but I hope I can do God's will making this radio show, this radio station. I don't like to call it a show. It's a radio broadcast. It's an enterprise, but I hope we can make it serve the Lord God Almighty. And people, like you say, we're a Christian radio show, and you know, we always, before we do anything, we start with a prayer, and our leader, your leader, your friend and mine, Dr. Michael Hill, the director of the League of the South for years and years and years, he is going to lead us in prayer, just as he did in Charlottesville before he marched into that hellhole up in Charlottesville, that back in 2017. So anyway, go ahead, Dr. Hill, take us away in prayer, my brother, and thank you so much for agreeing to do that.
You're welcome, Eddie. Always my pleasure. Let's pray. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you for yet another beautiful day in the South and for our heritage as Southerners. And we pray that you will give us the strength and the courage and the wisdom to be your warriors, to stand in this evil day with no compromise against evil and no compromise with evildoers. We pray that you will give us the wherewithal, Father, to stand and to win. I know that we're told on many occasions, Father, that all that we can do is to fight, and the consequences of the fight are yours. We pray that in your great mercy to us, that you will give us victory in this fight, but nonetheless, win or lose on this earth, let us fight to the very last ditch. The enemies are ours, and God willing, it will be the enemy's ditch. That'll be the last battle. Now we ask you, Father, to give us all these good things in the name of your Son and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen, Dr. Hill. That's what I was termed a Christian warrior's prayer. God knows I love it when Dr. Hill prays. What a Christian warrior. Like I've said, and I'm not kissing butt. I'm not blowing hot air. I'm telling you flat out. A reality, the truth. Dr. Hill is one of the very few real men left in this world. How in the world he has stood up under the pressure that he's been under, and a few other guys in the league, that the wrath of the great Satan has been honed in on those people, especially Dr. Hill, because he is the leader of the last, as far as I know, to my knowledge, the last organization of its kind anywhere in the world, not just the United States, but anywhere in the world. And they cannot stand it. The satanic people are trying to crush it with all their might. And before I want to get that out, before we're going to do one more thing, you know, we always thank our donors, people. God knows without them, we couldn't get along without our donors. And a Jay-Z from AZ, I talked to him just the other day. He's my Purple Heart brother, Vietnam combat wounded. He's one of our best supporters, listens to every show, highly complimentary, especially loves Dr. Hill, like a lot of the other people. And also, Frank White, our Yankee brother. Talked to him just today. Frank White sends his blessings. And he also donates regularly, on a regular basis. We just could not make it without that. And people, like I said, it's Father's Day. I'm going to do something really quick. I'll make the rest of the announcements in the second hour, because I don't want to take up too much of Dr. Hill's time, because his time is too valuable. And please pray for Dr. Hill, people. He's had something going on in his life. Please pray for Dr. Hill. If Dr. Hill goes, this whole damn organization is gone, probably. I can't see anybody else being able to take up the reins right now. Anyway, I got this. You know, it's Father's Day. I got these cards in the mail. I wouldn't take anything for it. I got this. It says, Dad, just a little reminder of how much you mean to me. I hope your Father's Day is wonderful, Dad. I love you with all my heart. You are my guiding light, Robin. And that was on the other side of the card is my son-in-law. I love him like a son. He says, he's really short. He says, to the greatest papaw in the world. My daughter told him, he's not your papaw. He's Blake's papaw. He said, I'll call him anything I want to. I'm writing this part of the card, not you. He says, love you. Love you, Dad. Call me Dad. And it says, Happy Father's Day. This one here is my grandson. God, he's the light of my life. I got this in the mail. He says, he's 27 years old now. I still want to treat him like he's 6 years old. I just can't realize he's as old as he is. And he's got this, this internet cybersecurity. I don't even know what the hell how he does. I can barely get the computer on. He does that. He was working for FedEx, but he's gone to another organization now. I will not mention, of course. He says, Happy Father's Day to someone who has taught me so many things, so many lessons, and created memories that will last forever with me. I'm thankful. God bless me to be able to call you my papa. I love you so much. That's Blake Eddy. I'm almost crying. But that people, you can't beat family. And anyway, that's it. I don't want to forget to announce the sailors, the United States Ship Liberty Veterans Association, picked Blood River Radio to come on. And I'll tell you flat out why they did it. And I'm sure that Phil Torney would not mind me saying it. He's one of the movers and shakers in the Liberty Association. He said, because we got balls. We don't back down. We tell the truth first time and every time. He said, we don't mind naming the enemy. And they know the enemy too, people, believe it or not. But we're the only radio shows. Now, even though I was there last June, it doesn't matter. He said, they've shopped around. But he said, I'm so proud they picked Blood River Radio. And we'll tell more about that later. But they'll be coming on July the 2nd. I'm not sure. We had started to bring them on the first hour. We may bring them on hour number 3 because I think it would mesh better. I'll talk to the sailors and see what they have to say. Anyway, that's it. That's all I can think of right now. I don't want to say anything more because I've already taken up more time I'd like to from Dr. Hill. Other than in the second hour, if people remind me, I'll get Duran or somebody to remind me to mention talk to Mrs. Leah McMichael today. Anyway, Dr. Hill, the show is yours, my brother and my leader. Go ahead, brother.
Well, I'd like to say Happy Father's Day to you and all the fathers out there. Those are wonderful, wonderful words from people who love you and appreciate you, and you should really, really treasure those, as we all should, because that's what it's about, just what you said about blood kin and family. So, yeah, congratulations on the success of your show. I know you got some changes coming up. You probably haven't announced them yet, but you were good enough to tell me about them, so you really should be given a big hand for all you've done with Blood River Radio over the years, and you're expanding it and going onward and upward, my friend. So, and the one of the few radio shows out there with the balls to tell it all just like it is from the get-go. So. That's one reason I always enjoy being on your show, is because it has that characteristic to it, one that I can identify with. I like to live my life like that, too. So It's always a pleasure to be on. And we just, a couple of weekends ago, we were down in Lake City, Florida, having the league's 2022 National Conference. And as I expected, our attendance was down a good bit. Just a lot, you know, a lot going on. I could make up all kind of excuses, but I'm not. It is what it is. But let me tell you this. I don't think you could go anywhere to any group and have any better speakers than you're going to see when these videos come out from the league conference. The only thing that would have made it better is if Eddie Miller of Blood River Radio could have been there in person and spoken. So there was a shortcoming, but the other speakers, I mean, when you think about you know, not only the speakers we have within the league, like the great Michael Tubbs of Charlottesville fame, Mark Tommy, one of the longest standing league members, you know, there is out there. I think Mark's been around like since 96. But you had people like Sam Dixon, who a lot of people don't know, but Sam is one of the two remaining founding members of the league. The other one is me. Sam was there. Sam is just a marvelous, marvelous thinker and speaker. David Duke, you know, say no more. Kevin MacDonald, Dr. Kevin MacDonald, the most authoritative voice on the Jew question in America today.
Yes, he is. You know, Dr. Hill, that we have, yeah. We're going to go to a break. I don't know if you can hear the music, but God bless you, Dr. Hill, for your kind words. And I'll say more about that when we come back after this break. People holding, you're listening to the one and only, the greatest of, we got around, Dr. Michael Hill, League of the South.
I'm Pastor Everett Ramsey, pastor of Faith Baptist Church. A congregation of God's covenant people, informed Christians know that we are at the brink of a long-planned one-world government being executed that will not tolerate true Christian faith. There is a way to stop it. Our church has used God's spiritual weapons of warfare many times over the years, and in every case that was properly executed, the Church of Jesus Christ has been delivered. It is called the Court of Divine Justice. David used it many times. Read Psalm 37, Psalm 109. It includes truthful information, repentance, and imprecatory prayers. Blood River Radio is the only radio station I know that supports action based on truth about lies concerning the Confederacy, the Civil Rights Movement, the German people, the true Holocaust, and who the true covenant people of God are, and the sins and failures of the churches, if any of these. This means anything to you, and it should, then please say so with your money, as well as prayers. You may obtain information from us about the Courts of Divine Justice by sending your offering and request to Blood River Radio, and we take none of the money.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Good old Clint. I tell you what, my day has been made. Not only is Dr. Hill about my favorite guest on the radio, you know, he is many others. I'm going to tell you what, somebody who never gets enough of Dr. Hill is a good old Biscuit down in Florida. Old Biscuit. Biscuit is a one hell of a... Without Biscuit, there would be no Blood River Radio. Probably would be no Liberty News. He's that, you know, he's that big. And anyway, we were talking about I'll talk about Mr. Buddy on the next break. I got to tell Dr. Hill about something, but I'd like to thank Dr. Hill for saying that about me. And our donors know why I didn't go, and I'm so glad that Dr. Hill reinforced what Mr. Buddy said. I did the right thing, but I'm going to tell you one damn thing. Next year, I'll put out, if I get to go to see the Sailors, yeah, I'll put out, if I go to their conference, that'll be the 56th annual USS Liberty Veterans Association meeting. I'll put out the call for that, but I will not be putting out calls to go to wherever I don't care if the League of the South is in Mongolia. I will be going on my own dime. That way, that will never happen again to me because I want to be there. I had my damn speech ready to rock and roll. But anyway, God bless you, Dr. Hill, for saying that. I'm just a humble old dude, and I can say this without fail, you know, truthfulness. I think the reason, Dr. Hill, why Blood River Radio is doing as well as it has, it surprised me more than anybody, is because we try, and God knows I'm flawed. I'm one of the most flawed people I know, probably a poor example for a Christian, but I've tried from the get-go, from day one, Dr. Hill, to make this show. It seems bloody, and it's militant, and it's very in your face, and it's a soldier's show. It's combat in the same spirit as King David was a warrior. And a doctor, there is no greater warrior than Dr. Hill. If you're looking for a little mealy-mouthed, spineless, soft-ass Christian, don't be taking prayers from Dr. Hill. But Dr. Hill's a warrior's warrior. And I think because we try to do God's work, Dr. Hill, and I think we are at least more times than not. And for that, Dr. Hill, I'm going to shut up and go back to you. God almighty, I wish I could have been to that. And you're talking about people, the people that Dr. Hill just mentioned. I mean, I know every single one of them. Every single one of them been on our show, and except Michael Tubbs. But I love them all. There's nothing I would. I got to tell you one more story about Michael Tubbs, Dr. Hill. I don't know if you know this or not, but when we were in Charlottesville, Michael Tubbs saved my butt because, you know, I had to get right in the thick of the action. I went up what they call the shield wall, where the young guys were holding the Satan-inspired BLM and Antifa out of Lee Park. I went up there, and I was trying to get photographs of my phone. I was sending them back to TPC. And James said, keep them coming. And they had this, like a barrier the young guys were holding. Well, somehow they were fighting with the Antifa, and that they dropped that damn, it's like a giant table or something, a big, maybe a 2x12 board. When it fell, they dropped it.
I know what you're talking about, yeah.
That thing fell and went right down my shins, and I had shorts on.
Damn.
You're talking about some major pain. And then the damn thing landed on my feet, on top of my feet, and those guys were fighting on top of it. I don't know why my feet didn't get broke. Well, I was saying, get off, you're on my feet, you're on my feet, you're on my feet. Well, I'm 99% sure Michael Tubbs, you know, he's a giant. I was pulling up, the adrenaline was going to me, and he helped. We got that damn board off my feet. My God, that would hurt. Anyway, that's the story. I owe Michael Tubbs for that.
Well, I think he saved quite a few people that day.
He saved my tail, that's for sure. You're talking about some major pain. I guess because my bones are in such good shape, but I survived. I didn't mean to get us off too far off track, Dr. Hill. So you continue on, but you got me fired. You always get me fired up, Dr. Hill.
Well, it's time for us to get fired up, sir. We got people who are trying to destroy us, and a man reacts in a certain way when he knows that people are trying to destroy him and everything he loves. He doesn't shrink away from that. He walks right up to his enemy and looks him in the eye and says, it's you or it's me. So
yes, yes.
No compromise, no surrender, no quarter. You know the story.
Yes, sir.
But there's one more person I'd like to mention. I saved him for last because the more I listen to this man, the more impressed I am. And that's Mr. Rick Tyler of, up in Polk County, Tennessee. I don't know how many of your listeners know about Rick, but Rick has run for president up there on the what's the name of the party? I can't remember. American Freedom Party. But I tell you what, Rick is a prince. He really is. He's served as our MC now for like three conferences in a row, and every speech he gives just gets better than the last one. I am so impressed with him. It's not funny. And his family always is there, very well behaved. So I kind of saved Rick for last there because he certainly deserves it. But look, We didn't have that big a crowd, and I didn't think we would. But we got professional videos done thanks to David Leonard, and we got those coming to us, and they'll be up to be seen, I pray, by millions across the world. And again, I'll put our speakers and the topics that they spoke on against any conference that is held in the year 2022. That's how good our speakers were, and God willing, that'll continue. And they had a message that everybody needs to hear, and that is that real life activism, not just sitting behind in front of a computer screen with a keyboard, is what's going to win this battle for us out there in real life. So that was kind of the general theme of the conference. But next year, I'm hoping that you'll be on the agenda, sir. And Yeah, well, this is an invitation right now. We probably will go back to September. We did it in June this year, but I kind of like September a little bit better after Labor Day. And we're more than likely going back to Central Alabama, where we had been for the last two or three years. It's more centrally located, with gas prices what they are, that may be a factor to consider. But this year I wanted to have it in Lake City, Florida, because the Florida League has been the tip of the spear in many ways for the past few years, and I wanted to give them the opportunity to host this, and they did a wonderful, wonderful job, and I thank all of the people there. But a special thanks go out to Mary and AJ, who did the lion's share of the work, along with David and a few others. But I can't tell you how much I appreciate what they did. So, but now where do we go from here? We've got half a year left to go, and there's going to be no let up from the enemy. One of the things that I want to encourage people to do is to do what you've been doing, sir, and that is get your hands on this fine publication that we have, this quarterly tabloid called the Free Magnolia. Like Blood River Radio, it pulls no punches. It has balls, and it tells the truth without any qualifications. It names the enemy without hesitation, and it gives solutions to our problems. And I want those distributed all over the South. I want to see stories in local newspapers and on local newscasts about people handing these things out and upsetting the hell out of the leftist. That's what I want to see. Exactly. So we have plenty of ammunition here in the form of the Free Magnolia tabloid. And just help me do two things, and that is to pay the cost of postage and to give me a little extra money so we can continue to have these printed every quarter. And we will provide you with a first-class piece of ammo here that will destroy the enemy's position.
Absolutely. Man, you got me fired up. Dr. Hill, I have been – thank you. Well, I'm backing you up, and I thank you for backing me up. See, that's what I've been preaching to some of our other brethren. And I know you know some of the people I'm talking to. Are we just supposed to sit around and here's what we're going to do. We don't want to provoke the enemy, one person told me. We can't provoke them because they might come after us. Well, by God, what the hell do you think I've been trying to do? I've been trying to get to smoke them out. You know, are we supposed to sit around? You know, I mean, they think we're supposed to just do our activism in the boundaries and the borders their enemy tells us. We got to use the language they approve of. We got to use the systems they approve of. They can go straight to hell. I'm going to go right in there. I'm going to go right in their damn so-called their den. I'm going to stick it matter of fact, Dr. Hill, my next move is, you talk about these news reports, that little humanoid, that reporter is interviewing these self-hating cucks. I'm putting a newspaper on her car because I know where she works at the TV station, and I'm going to invite her ass. I'm going to say, bring your ass on the Blood River Radio. I'm not going to come on her show, but I'm coming on. She can come on Blood River Radio where they can't change up the script. People, we got to go right to break. We come right back, and we are really fired up. Be right back with Dr. Hill, the only man in the world like him.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Children under 5 can now get vaccinated for COVID-19. The CDC has given final approval for doses for 19 million young children. The endorsement from CDC Director Rochelle Walensky was for two vaccines, one by Moderna, the other by Pfizer and its partner BioNTech. Though deaths in young children are relatively uncommon compared to adults, COVID is a leading cause of death among children and adolescents, according to the CDC. One firefighter has died after being trapped in a building that caught fire, then collapsed in Philadelphia early Saturday morning. Four other firefighters and an inspector with the city's licenses and inspections department were also trapped at the time of the collapse. Everyone was pulled out at various times. The firefighter who died was pronounced at the scene. The others were taken to the hospital. The deceased was a 27-year veteran of the department. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-333-1750. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
A state court decision has reversed a ruling made 4 years ago in regards to abortion rights.
Iowa Supreme Court ruled Friday that abortion rights are not protected by the state's constitution, a move that paves the way for lawmakers to ban future abortions in the Hawkeye state. The court reported, quote, "All we hold today is that the Iowa Constitution is not the source of a fundamental right to an abortion, necessitating a strict scrutiny standard of review for regulations affecting that right." End quote. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pryor.
The jury in a civil trial against actor and comedian Bill Cosby will have to start all over again on Monday. That's due to several unusual circumstances, including a juror being allowed to leave, then the courthouse being cleared at 4:30 because there's no overtime for sheriff's deputies. An alternate will be seated when the panel starts over again. The case centers around an accusation that Cosby sexually assaulted Judy Huth at the Playboy Mansion in 1975 when she was 16 years old. USA Radio News.
Being this is a 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Well, God bless you, Blood River Radio family. God almighty, I love y'all so much. I'll say it once again. There is no way in hell we could be on this radio show without your help. And whether or not you realize it or not, some of you people might not even know, but I think most of you people do because you're smarter than I am, and a lot of you are better Christians than I am. But, you know, God, I know we're doing God's work. I pray. I've started praying again, and I pray almost every day. Just today when I was doing my run in the heat, I was asking God to let us use Blood River Radio as your instrument. I said, let us use Blood River Radio as an instrument of thy will. And, Lord, if you will, let me be, I don't want to be a little mealy mouth, like the Aaron type. I want to be the King David warrior type. I want to be the type of Christian that goes out there and cuts Goliath's head off and then takes that head and puts it on the deal was in the Pacific, and takes the head and put it on a bamboo stick and holds it up for all the other enemies to see. People, just like Dr. Hill said, would act like King, you know, the apostle, well, not the apostle James, but St. James in the Bible, the brother Jesus, he said that faith without works was dead. Activism without works is deader than hell. It's deader than doornail. You have to get off your butt, and you have to go out there, and you have to be activist. And I challenge everybody listening to this show, especially my fellow League of the South brothers, get a box of paper. If I count it right, there's 200 to a box. because I've had two boxes. Get at least one box. Everybody can take one box of free magnolia. It might take you a month, but pass them out. Go to the rich neighborhoods and go out. You can go out in the county where you probably have a better reception. I've been trying to lately concentrate on the richest places in Memphis because I think we need the money. If we get the money, people behind us have to go a long ways. But do we want to provoke the enemy? We want to provoke them until they have a damn stroke. You know, that would be music to my ears because you know what? God, well, I'm going to shut up, but you know what? Don't tell me about all this love crap because God hated Esau in the womb. God loved Jacob when he was in the womb, but God hated Esau in the womb. King David told God, it is in the psalm, he said, God, Lord, I hate them with a perfect hatred. And that's about as hatred as you can get. Go ahead, Dr. Hill.
Yeah, can you imagine Nathan Bedford Forrest saying he didn't want to provoke his enemy? Really, oh. Now. Yeah, well, listen, when you provoke your enemy, what you do is you get him angry. And the first one to get angry like that and lose it, loses. Because you need to always keep your head and stay cool. But if you can provoke your enemy to lose his, then you got him. And Forrest knew that. Forrest knew that being aggressive was the key to winning, particularly when you were outnumbered. And it would seem counterintuitive, but that's the best way to do it when you're outnumbered is to get just double down on your aggression. And speaking of Nathan Bedford Forrest, I mentioned something to you in the break there about an award. And there's another gentleman who wasn't able to be at the conference, but got an award too. And it was the Nathan Bedford Forrest First with the Most Award. And we'll be sending it to him. And that's somebody familiar to you and to all on this show. And that's our old longtime friend, Mr. Gene Andrews.
Gotta love him.
To be able to hand that to him in person, but he was not able to be there. So, you know, Gene's getting that Forrest Award this year, and he well deserves it. And, you know, talking about people who just take a stand like that, who you know, God is not particularly singled out with any position or anything like that. But when the time comes, they're ready. There's a lady who always listens to your show up in Northeast Tennessee. And I know that recently she had an opportunity to testify, if you will, to the South and its Christian cultural base and all the things that we ultimately are fighting for. And she did it like a pro. And I'm not going to call out her name because I don't want to embarrass her. She's very humble. But she knows who she is, and she's prayed for me over the years. And I can't tell her how much I appreciate what she's done for me with just her prayers, But I want to congratulate her for standing up and defending the South with very eloquent words here recently, and she knows who I'm talking about. I won't say any other thing other than that. But, you know, anybody who says that we ought to back down because we don't want to provoke our enemy, and that, you know, I'm not saying we need to go out and do anything stupid or illegal. No, absolutely not. But you never back down in front of your enemies when you have the truth on your side. You look them straight in the eye and you tell them the truth. And you don't worry about what the consequences of that might be. Sure, they're going to come after us. But how would you feel if they didn't think that you were worth coming after? Wouldn't you think that maybe you weren't doing your job? If they come after you, that means that you are doing your damn job. And that's just a consequence of being a warrior in this fight, is that if the enemy looks elsewhere and they say, oh, well, he's not worth bothering with, and you need to rethink what you're doing because you're not doing something right. And anybody that claims to be a warrior in this fight for the South, that wants to avoid the conflict because they might get in trouble of some kind, that, you know, they some of their donations might dwindle, or they might get in trouble with some authority or something like that, I have no use for them. You know, this is a fight to the finish. This is a fight to the death for everything that we hold to be dear, to to ourselves as Southerners and as Christians. And, you know, the Bible talks in very militant language about walking ankle deep in the blood of your enemies. And that's what I'm looking forward to. I want to see these people bleed and die and leave this earth in shame for not just for standing up against me, but for standing up against God and his holy word.
Yes.
That is what should motivate us, is these people hate God, and God has told us that we should hate all those who hate him, and we should act upon that hatred by destroying the evil out there among us. And as far as I'm concerned, that's what the rest of my life is dedicated to, is destroying that evil that opposes the God who's given me life and breath and everything that I've ever had.
My God, Dr. Hill, I tell you, about got me crying. I mean, there's so many reasons why you're my favorite person on this show, Dr. Hill. But I'm going to hit what you said. You know, also, I would say Nathan Bedford Forrest, you know, people are always saying, oh, we have to watch for the lone wolves. Well, I don't think there was a more lone wolf ever born than the General Nathan Bedford Forrest. And I will go further, too, about some of the people, Dr. Hill, some of the people you mentioned that they want to be peaceful, they want to provoke. Well, you know what? I consider them controlled opposition, because you know what? Not only if you're not getting flack from your enemy, if they're letting you go, they're not afraid of you. And not only that, they're glad you're around, because if you keep harping out this milquetoast, this mild, this new Southern Baptist dribble, you know, love everybody. Love is love regardless. You know, if you're a 40-year-old, you sodomize a little boy, that's you're not a pedophile. That's just your sexual choice. But I'll go back. If you're not raising hell with the enemy, if you have a radio show, if you have a newspaper, I don't care what it is, then, dear sirs out there, you are controlled opposition. I would challenge you out there, these people that you are controlled opposition. If you're not getting any waves, if you're not catching anything from your local media, if you're not getting hate mail, if you're not doing any of those things to your enemy, then you know what? I'm better off without you. I don't want you around. Our website says that. Our website says we don't give a hoot in hell about the so-called alt-right. We urinate on the grave of the alt-right people. We spit in their face, you know, because they are totally worthless. Most of them, the ones after Charlottesville, Dr. Hill, they ran for the hills. Most of them, they never even heard of them again. They won't even contact people like me. They won't even come on our show because they're just scared to death that somebody's going to find out that they don't hate themselves, that they find out something that the enemy might find out they have balls. But yeah, and Dr. Hill is right. You are supposed to hate the people that hate God. King David said it very eloquently. And I guess I'll go back to you, but I can't stand these people. They're so wrong about that. That was going to be in my speech down there, Dr. Hillenstein. Like you said, I'm going to save it. It's going to be part of it. But stop being controlled opposition. Stop worrying about what kind of clothes you've got on. And Dr. Hill is right. These people hate your guts. Just this weekend, I've got to hurry up and shut up. Just yesterday, where Nathan Bedford Forrest Park used to be, it was named Forrest Park. I played there as a child. They tore his statue down. They took his grave up where he is and his wife was buried. They moved his son's grave, and they had a Juneteenth celebration there, rubbing feces in our face. And I hear the music, so I'm going to shut up and go right back to Dr. Hill as soon as we come back from this message. People, hold on. The one and only Dr. Hill is going to come right back with us.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
Calling all patriots. Come meet a modern-day hero, Tom Jones, on day 68 of his 76 marathons in 76 days on behalf of the American Village West. We'll be at the Liberty Hall in Far West, Utah on Friday evening, June 24th at 5 p.m. There will be free food and drinks. Who is Tom Jones? Loving Liberty's Sam Bushman interviewed him on day one in Alabama just moments before he began his first marathon. Get to know Tom at UnitedWePledge.org.
I'm Monica Schaefer from Canada, a former political prisoner. Here at Blood River Radio, we are not afraid to tell the truth and shame the devil. Our mission is to fight against white genocide. We do that by exposing the lies. We talk about the American Civil War. We talk about the vilification of German people and by extension, all white people. And we even talk about that linchpin lie, the Holocaust. Deception by the alien enemy within has brought us whites to our knees. My last words at the Schaefer's speech crime trial in Germany were, quote, "If there was a law forbidding us to breathe, we would break that law immediately just to live. And so it is with this law. We must break this law in order to survive and thrive as a people," unquote. Please donate to Blood River Radio and help keep us on the air.
God bless you, Blood River Radio family. Just some of the people, there's a lot of them out there. Well, I won't mention too many because I don't want to forget anybody and slight anybody. And we have people, some people who donate what I call the widow's mite. I've had people who donate the widow's mite, and I'm an emotional SOB. It brings the tears. I just love you so much. And with that, I'll tell you one little story. You know, I'm a St. Jude hero. I raise money for St. Jude, run marathons and stuff. I've taken money to St. Jude I have a St. Jude charity account at FedEx. And I know, I don't care if you believe it or not, but I'll tell you, this is a true story. I've taken like $30 in change, nickels, pennies, and dimes and stuff to FedEx. And when you get there, it'd be like $60. And I've raised money. I run Nashville, Memphis, and New York every year, $3,500 for New York, $600 for Memphis, $600 for Nashville. And what I'm getting at is the Dr. Hill said that earlier that prayer, I'm almost sure he said, you know, well, I'll just kind of paraphrase it. Prayer of one man can affect much. That's kind of like what I'm trying to kind of paraphrasing. But I'm kind of rambling. But anyway, Dr. Hill told me something. I'm going to pass on to y'all. I've been listening to Dr. Hill tonight. He's a great, great counselor. And the Bible says there's wisdom in many counselors. And he said this, I'm going to pass it on to y'all, because a lot of you people out there like me, you need to practice better self-control, especially with your temper, because your temper could get you in trouble. Dr. Hill said early in life, his father taught him, he said that if you can make your enemy lose his temper first, the person who loses their cool first is going to lose. And if you can maintain your cool while the other person loses theirs, you will win the battle. You people, I want y'all to know that too. I want you to benefit from the great Dr. Hill. He didn't become a professor in college for nothing by being a dumbass. Back to you, Dr. Hill.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. Yeah, I learned, but I tell you this, I learned more from my father and my grandfathers and my great uncles and about stuff like this than I ever did study in any classroom. And, you know, they equipped me to go out in the world and do some of the things I've done. And what I learned from my grandmamas was how to love people. And I learned how to fight from my men kin folk and how to love from my grandmamas and great aunts and stuff like that. So I had good counselors, and that's true. There is wisdom in a multitude of counselors, and I was blessed to have them. But you know, we all just have to take this a step at the time. We're in this battle until the end. As my friend Mike Tubbs always points out, to the last ditch, theirs or ours, and I pray it'll be the enemy's last ditch. But nonetheless, there's an old saying too that I didn't ask you to win. All I asked you to do was fight. And that's all I ask you out there as warriors for the Southern cause, for the white cause in the South, to do is to be a warrior and be willing to fight regardless of the circumstances, regardless of the earthly outcome. Because you know this, if you're a Christian, we have already won. We've already defeated the enemy. The ultimate enemy was sin and death and the devil, and Christ defeated them 2,000 years ago on the hill of Golgotha. So we've got the victory, but this is just the mopping up action on the earth, and it's going to be quite a fight to do that, and there are going to be a lot of casualties, and you and I may be one of them, but so be it. If we don't live to see the victory celebration on this earth, we'll see the victory celebration in the hereafter, and it will be one that will last for eternity. But just think about what you have got to gain or lose by your actions. If you play the coward just to save yourself and your comfort and luxury on this earth, yeah, you'll save that for a while, but on that last day, when you have to look at yourself in the mirror and say, did I do all I could do for my people and for my God and for this cause? And if you look around at all the stuff that you've got, your fine home and your big cars and your fine clothes and all that stuff, is it going to be worth what you would have sacrificed to have been a real, true warrior and hero for your people? No, it's not going to be worth that. I'd rather be sitting destitute on my last day, able to look at myself in the mirror and say that I did my duty to my God and my people and my civilization, rather than to be surrounded by all this material wealth that I'm trying to preserve now by not provoking my enemy. Weigh the consequences of the future. Weigh the consequences of eternity, and then act. Because if you seek temporary shelter and temporary comfort, then that's all you're going to get, is temporary. What you want is to do what you should do right now with an eye toward the rest of your life and the transition from time to eternity. And if you do that, I believe that on that last day, when God calls you home, you're going to be able to stand there before Him, not perfect in your own, not perfect in your own accomplishment, but you stand there covered in the blood of the Lamb, perfect in the accomplishment of Christ Jesus. And then He will say to you, "Well done, good and faithful servant." And nobody should want to hear any words more than they want to hear those.
That is absolutely true, Dr. Hill. You know, I hearken back to another fellow I admire a great deal. I think he's the one that told me, you've heard me talk about General Nick Glastovic. He told me.
Oh, yeah, one of my favorites.
Yes, sir. I'm trying to contact him. I contacted Dr. Tom Sunick yesterday. He said he hasn't heard from him in months. The one thing I want to do.
I'm disturbed.
Yes, I am too. Very, very disturbed. I can't. His old phone number doesn't work. I can't reach him through emails because I wanted to get him to give us a first-hand report on what's going on over in Ukraine and Russia. And, you know, he's coming on our show all the time. We're really fond of each other, and as you are too, Dr. Hills, you were one of us. But he's telling me, and I've got 1, 2, 3, 4 of the utterances he made. One of them, as he told me, is an unspoken truth is worse than a lie. He said that in May of 2021. I have that on my office wall. He also said, this is what's kind of mirrors what you've been talking about, Dr. Hill. Apathy, he said, apathy is the new atheism. And that was June 26th of 2021. He also said, when fear, and people, you need to listen to this, all you people out there that are controlled oppositions, when fear is the reaction, tyranny is the result. And you know what? Your temporary, Dr. Hill is talking about your temporary comfort and safety. That's going to be taken from you, I guarantee, double damn to you. And your enemy, they hate you more than they hate people like us. These rampaging blacks here in Memphis that are killing each other every day, 2 murders last night, 3 murders the night before last, Dr. Hill, 5 the night before that. We're on pace with Chicago. And I hope this isn't too much of a rabbit trail, but we have. And the blacks are bitching about it. They're bitching about their school system. They ain't teaching our children nothing. Well, we have a black city mayor, a black county mayor, a black police chief, a lesbian black police chief. We have a lesbian white fire chief. We have a black sheriff. We have a black city council, black superintendent of schools, black principals, and you have black students. So what in the hell do they expect? We have, but I'm getting to that point. And this is following that Juneteenth celebration that the blacks had in what used to be Nathan Bedford Forrest Park, where I played under the shadow of that great statue, of the great Nathan Bedford Forrest. Dr. Hill said this a long time ago, even before August the 12th of 2017, probably before Charlottesville. He said, I'll never forget what Dr. Hill said. It's on my wall. First, they come for the linen. Then they're coming for the stone, and then they're coming for your lily white flesh. Well, they've already done all that, and they've already taken our linen. They've already taken our stone, and just in Memphis, Tennessee, Shelby County, we had, like I just mentioned it many times before, General Nathan Bedford Forrest. We had Jefferson Park. We had Nathan Bedford Forrest Park. We had Jefferson Davis Park, and we had Confederate Park. They're all gone now. Our young people that are, well, they have to be that old. That a lot of them have never even heard. They don't even know there ever was a Confederacy. They don't know their heritage of Memphis. But now they're killing people left and right here in Memphis. It's just like Memphis, Chicago, anywhere you have a large population of blacks. I'll say this one more time, then I'll leave. I consider these blacks, they're like the pit bulldogs in the, you have these drug dealers out. Dr. Hill, I've used this as an analogy. The drug dealers, they're bad about putting these junkyard pit bulldogs around their dope patches. I've run on them up hunting before. And I liken the blacks, that our Jewish brethren, the Jews keep these blacks stirred up. And the Jews or the drug dealers, the blacks are their pit bulls they use to turn loose on us white people, Dr. Hill. What do you think about that, Dr. Hill? Am I off base there? What do you think?
No, you're absolutely right. I've said for a long time that the Jews are the white collar enemies. They're the ones who run the banking establishments and academia, the media, etc. They're all the soft white soft handed white collar type enemies, and they use the Negroes and other non whites as their street level orcs, to use a J.R. Tolkien term from Lord of the Rings. So they have this pincer movement, from the top with the Jews, the white collar from the bottom with the street thugs, and the goal is to surround and destroy the white race with this. It's what my late old friend Dr. Samuel Francis called anarcho-tyranny, and
yes,
we are seeing
yes.
that. We're seeing that today. They turn these thugs loose on whites, and when whites fight back, legitimately fight back, we get prosecuted. That's got to end. And the way that ends is with white solidarity in the South. The South is what I'm concerned with because I'm a Southern nationalist. But for whites everywhere, must band together and say, no, you're not doing this to our fellow whites. The FBI is not coming in here and raising hell with us because we defended ourselves. If you send the FBI in here, make sure that you know that you're not just coming after this one white guy or this one white family or whatever. You're coming against the whole white community.
And it has to be that way.
Yeah, it has to be that way.
Yes, because they're nothing more. The FBI is nothing but a bunch of thuggery. They're in there with their black pit bulls that they're Jewish masters. They lick the bits of these Jewish masters, and they're nothing. Dr. Hill, you call me day or night. Anytime I come to your assistance, you call me day or night. God bless you, Dr. Hill. Man, I tell you what, you're my all-time favorite guest. You just so fire me up so much. People, dear
well,
people.
I hope I didn't do it too much now.
I'll drink some ice water. Dear people, you need to thank God that you've got somebody like Dr. Michael Hill in the League of the South fighting for you, and you need to get some of the newspapers and pass them out. Dr. Hill, call me anytime, day or night. Thank you, sir, so much for coming on this show.
Anytime, sir, anytime.
Yes, sir. God bless you. Tell your dear wife that the bombardier said hello.
All right. Good wife.
Sir.
I'll do it. Bye.
Yes, thank you, Dad. People, that was the one and only Dr. Hill. He's been the director of the League of the South for years, I guess about 27 years. He's He's withstood unbearable pressure. People, that's it. We're transitioning to the second hour. We're going to pick up Mr. Mark Tomey. So hold on.